Bezer Shem Mizbeuch, we continue with the Hakdam and the Mishnah Torah in the Mitzvahs Loisei Negative Prohibitions. We're up to Mitzvahs Loisei Se Rish Mem Hei, 245, in the middle of preventing things that are harmful to other people. And that is Shalei Ligzel, not to rob. Shnem Lake says, impossibly Sigzel, not to rob. Rish Mem Vav, 246, Shalei Lahasig Gvules, not to change the boundaries between him and his neighbor. Shem like says in the pasuk, "Le'sasig gvul re'echa," don't encroach on the boundary of your friend. Rish Mem Zayin 247, "Le'lashik," not to steal money that was gotten permittedly from the owner. Shem like says in the pasuk, "Le'sasig gvul re'echa," don't wrong your friend in the way that you really owe it to that person. Rish Mem Ches 248, "Le'lachachish b'mam chaber," not to deny the other person's money also that you have as deposit, not to deny this. Shalom says, impossible, don't deny. Rish Mem Tes 249, not to swear regarding the denial of really what's really the friend's money and saying, oh, it's not. Shalom says, impossible, not to lie. In other words, don't swear falsely regarding your friend's money that you really have by you. Rish Nun 250, not to cheat someone else regarding business dealing. Shalom says in the pasuk, "Al toynu ish esachad," a man should not cheat his friend. Rishon Nav 251, Shleyan b'dvarim, not to harm him with words. Shalom says in the pasuk, "Leisoynu ish esamisay," that he should not harm his friend. But yisam lekech, you should fear your God. Zoy knows dvarim. This is cheating him with words. This is hurtful words. Rishon Beis 252, Shleil hoynus esagir b'dvarim, not to harm the convert with words. Shalom says in the pasuk, "Begir loisoyna," and that the convert should not be oppressed. Rishon Gimel, not to hurt the convert with business dealings. Shlomo says, "Impossible, don't oppress him." Rishnun Dal 254, Eved, not to return a slave shabarach le'Eretz Yisrael, that ran away from its master to Eretz Yisrael. La'doinav shabachutz la'Eretz, to return to his master out of Eretz Yisrael. Shlomo says, "Impossible, Sasker Eved la'doinav, don't close in on the servant to bring him back to his master." Rishon Hay 255, Shleil Hoynes Ebedzeh, not to oppress this slave. Shlomo says in the pasuk, "Imcha Yeshu Bekirbecha," with you he should dwell in your midst. But Toivloi, what's good for him, Loi Tenenu, don't afflict him. Rishon Vav 256, Shleil Anas Yosem Amona, not to afflict the orphan and the widow. Shlomo says in the pasuk, "Kol Amona BeYosem Loisa Anun," any widow or orphan one should not oppress. Rishon Zayin 257, Shlei Lavid BeEved Ivri Avodas Eved, don't work a Jewish slave the way a regular slave is treated. Shlomo says, "Impossible, Savid BeEvodas Eved," don't work him the work of a slave. Rishon Ches 258, Shlei Limkor Isim Imkeres Avodim, not to sell him the way slaves are sold out in the open, in a more public degrading fashion. Shlomo says, "Impossible, Yom Machru Imkeres Avod," should not be sold the sale of a slave. Rishon Ches 259, Shlei Lavid BeEved Ivri BeFerech, don't work with a Jewish slave with oppressive work that you don't really need. Shlomo says, "Impossible, Sirdu BeBeforech," don't subdue him with harsh labor. Reish Shamach 260, Shlei Laniach HaGoy, not to allow a Gentile, Lavid BeEved Ivri, to work with his Jewish slave, Hanimkali, that sold him BeFerech with this harsh, unnecessary work. Shlomo says, "Impossible, Yudan BeFerech LeNecha," that he should not subdue him with this harsh, unnecessary work, LeNecha, to your eyes as you see it. Rish Samach Aleph 261, Shalimko Amar Vriya La'acher, not to sell the Jewish maidservant to someone else. Shalom says in the puzzle, Yim Shalimachra, should not dominate to sell her, Bevigdiba, when he is a traitor to her, where he doesn't go ahead and marry her, definitely not take her and sell her to someone else. Rish Samach Beis 262, Shalim Noyim Amar Vriya Hayuuda, not to hold back from the Jewish maidservant, which was designated for marriage, where he could go ahead and marry this girl that was sold to him, should not hold back from her, She'er Ksus Va'oina, food, clothing, and designated conjugal times of intimacy. Shlomo says in the pasuk, "She'echa k'susa v'inasa," these three things, lo yigra, he should not diminish them. V'adim l'shar nashim, and the same thing applies to all women, that you have to give them these three things. Rishon Gimel 263, Shlo limka eshes yifas tayar, not to sell the woman of the beautiful form, which refers to a non-Jewish woman that was taken captive in the war, where he wants to convert her to marry her. He's not allowed to sell her. Shlomo says in the pasuk, "Mochalizim kerenim akasim," that he's not allowed to sell her for money. Rishon Machdal 264, Shlo lichbish eshes yifas tayar shifcha, not to subdue this beautiful woman from the war as a shifcha, as a maidservant. Shlomo says in the pasuk, "Lisasamerba," that he's not going to use her for other purposes. Rish Hamachay 265, Shlo lachmad, not to lust after what other people have. Shlomo says in the pasuk, "Lisachmad eshes reecha," don't lust after your friend's wife. Reish Samachvav, 266, Shloi Les Avis, which is the step before Chimud, which is the person starting to think about and to endear himself to his, not shouldn't desire what his friend has. Shnamak says, impossible. He says, and don't desire your friend's house. Reish Samach Zayin, 267, Shloi Yoichel HaSacher, the worker should not eat. If it's not at the time of when the process is finishing of what he's working on, from what's connected to the ground that he's working on, says, although the work is allowed to eat from it, that's only by the Gemar Malacha. But when it's not finished, he's not allowed to eat from what he's working on, like it says, and the sickle he should not lift up to cut it to eat what he's working on. 268, that even when the work is allowed to eat, shouldn't take more than what he's eating. Shlomo says, impossible. That you could eat the grapes as your desire is to be satiated, but to your vessels you shouldn't put it. Don't put it in your pockets. Reish Shemach says, 269. The person should not turn a blind eye away from the lost objects. Nomek says in the Pesukah, don't go ahead and and stay away from the lost object. You have to go ahead and return it. Reish Ayin, 270. Not to leave an animal laying under its load that's crouched there on the ground on the road. Shlomo says in the Pesukah, you see the chamoy sonecha, when you see the donkey of your enemy, etc., where that you have to help him out. Now, next, Leisa says, is discussed regarding justice and regarding proper character and conduct. Reish Ayin Aleph, 271. Not to create any perversion regarding weights, not to be deceptive regarding selling or buying. Shlomo says in the pasuk, Leisasu Avol, don't do any perversion by mishpat, by midah, with judgment, with measurements, which from tradition they learned that shakasim azah, what the pasuk is warning is leitasu avul b'mishpat hamida. It's not two different things. Don't do a perversion in the justice of the measurement, meaning to say that they have to be righteous in their measuring. Rishayim Beis, 272. Shlalias etzleinu eifav eifav. There shouldn't be by us many different types of measurements of eifo, evan, evan, different types of stone for weighing. Shlomo says, impossible. Yil l'chob b'beischa eifav eifav. Shouldn't be in your house these different types of measurements, which is a way of being deceptive in which one you're using. Rishayim Gimel, 273. Shlal aval ha-mishpat. Not to pervert judgment. Shlomo says, impossible. Isas al b'mishpat. Don't make perversion in the judgment. Rishayim Dal, 274. Shlal likach sheicha. Not to take a bribe as a judge. Namak says impossible. Sheikha leisikach, don't take bribery. Rishayin Hey, 275, Shalil Chabit Gadol Badin, not to honor the greater one in the court case. Namak says impossible. Said the Pnei Gadol, don't glorify the face of the greater one. Rishayin Vav, 276, Shalil Yira Dayin, that the judge should not be afraid, Badin Me'od Mecha, in the court case, from a bad person. Namak says impossible. Sugur B'neish, don't be afraid of any man. Rishayin Zayin, 277, Shalil Rachma Al Onibadin, not to be compassion on the pauper in the judgment. Shalom like says in the pasuk, V'dol Leisad Badibay, the pauper should not glorify him in his dispute. Rishayin Ches, 278, Shalil Hatas Mishpat Odom Chayte, not to tilt the judgment of a man who is a sinner. Shalom like says in the pasuk, Leisad Mishpat Debioincha, don't turn the judgment of your enemy, which Lam Mepashmo, from tradition they learn, Shazet Evin B'mitzes, when we say the pauper, the destitute one, we don't mean destitute of financial, but of mitzvahs, even so, you cannot tilt it because of the fact that he's a sinner. Rishayin Test, 279, Shlo l'racham ala mazik b'din knesses, not to be compassionate on the heart, the damaging party, when the judgment of that, he gets a penalty. Shlomo says, impossible, so chesinach, that your heart should not be compassionate. Reish Pei, 280, Shlo l'hatas mishpat geirim b'yisayim, not to tilt the judgment of converts and of orphans. Shlomo says, impossible, sat mishpat geir yosem, although you have to have compassion in general on them, but don't tilt their court case of the yasim. Either way, Reish Pei Aleph, 281. Now let's hear the claims of one of the litigants where his counterpart is not with him. Shlomo says, don't hear a false report. Reish Pei Beis, 282. Not to tilt after the majority when it comes to capital punishment. If the ones who are finding him guilty are more than the ones who are finding him not guilty by one number, then don't go after the majority. Don't go after the majority when it's for the bad. Reish Pei Gimel, 283. That he should not learn to find guilt. Someone who had originally said not guilt, being the first when it comes to capital punishment. They should not answer on dispute to tilt, meaning once he said not guilty, he's not allowed to turn it anymore to find guilt. Reish Pei Dal, 84. Shlulamanis by the yonim, not to appoint by the judges. Adam, a person shein chacham din the is not a sage in the laws of the Torah. Although he's a sage in other wisdoms. Shlomo says the pasuk sakir upon mishpat, don't recognize the face when it comes to judgment. He has to know the halachas of the Torah. Resh Pehe 285. Shlulahoid by sheker, not to testify falsely. Shlomo says the pasuk lesanam berecha et shaker, don't respond on your, regarding your friend as a false witness. Resh Pehe 286. That the sinner should not testify. Don't place your hand with the wicked person. To be a corrupt witness. Resh Pei Zayin 287. Our relatives now will testify. That the father should not die on the sons. Which from tradition they learned. That is, the father should not die based on the testimony of their sons. But the same thing is regarding all other relatives. Resh Pei Ches 288. Not to decide a judgment based on the testimony of one witness. That you cannot have one person as a witness stand up against the person. You need two witnesses. Resh Pei Tes 289. Not to execute someone who's innocent. You're not let him murder. Resh Tzadi 290. Not to decide a court case based on estimation and evaluation, until the two witnesses literally saw the actual thing itself. Shlomo says the pasuk, "V'naki, someone is innocent, but tzaddik, someone is righteous. Al tarik, don't kill. Can't go. Oh, must have been. No, it has to actually have seen it." Reach tzaddik alaf 291. Shlo yer ha'ed, that the witness should not rule bedin in a court case shehed by that he had himself testified bedin the first when it comes to capital punishment. But you cannot say Eid Nasadayin, the witness cannot become the judge by capital punishment. Shlomo says in Pasuk, Ve'eid Echel Lo Yana B'Nefesh, that a single witness cannot answer regarding the life of the person, he cannot go ahead and become the judge. Reish Tzadik Beis 292, Shalarig Mukhib Hardiga, that you cannot execute someone who is liable for being executed, Kodim Shiyamad Bedin, before he stands in the court case. Shlomo says in Pasuk, Ve'yom Aser Tzeach, that the murderer should not be killed, Ad Amdil Fnei Eid, until he stands in front of the assembly. Reitz Adi Gimel 293, not to have compassion on someone who is pursuing someone else. Ela Hergenoiser, rather you kill that pursuer, Kodim Shegil Anirdif, before he reaches the one that he's pursuing, V'yargena, that he'll then kill the one he's pursuing, or Yigal Ervaso, or he's going to rape that woman. No, Shnomek says in the puzzle, by Katzei says Kappa, that you cut off her hand, meaning save the one that's being pursued, even if you have to cut off the hand of the one who's harming, Leisach Esenecha, your eyes should not be compassionate on that pursuer. Reach Tzadik Dav 294. Now, although there was a sin that was committed, but the one who was forced should not be punished. Shlomo says the pasuk, but the woman who was raped, although she was part of the sin, but to that girl you don't do anything because she was forced. Reach Tzadik Hei 295. Not to take atonement money from the murderer. Shlomo says the pasuk, don't take this redemption money of the person's life for the life of the murderer that cannot redeem him. Reach Tzadik Vav 296, Shlelikach Kleifer needed to take atonement money, but Golis Ritzeach Beshgaga, for instead of the exile of someone killed by mistake. Shlomek says, impossibly, Sikhul Kleifer, don't take atonement, Lonus Alir Maklata, from having him run away to his city of refuge. Reach Tzadik Zayin 297, Shlelam Ladam, not to stand idly by someone else's blood being spilled. Shlomek says, impossibly, Saman Damanacha, don't stand by while the blood of your friend is being spilled. Reach Tzadik Ches 298, not to place a stumbling block. Shlomek says the pasuk, "Sasim dam beisecha," don't place blood in your house where you have something that person could get injured. Reach Tzadik Ches 299, not to cause an innocent person to stumble on the road. Shlomek says the pasuk, "If the evil is sitting in front of the blind, don't place a stumbling," which also has the metaphor of not to give advice that could cause someone else harm. Shin. Mitzvah Leisei number 300, Shloi Lahoisev B'Malkus, Hamachib Malkus. Not to add on to the lashes for someone who's already liable for lashes. Shlomo says, but Lahoisev, don't add on, because Pen Yosef, maybe you can add on, and then you're going to be liable for that. Shinal 301, Shloi L'Ragel, not to gossip. Shlomo says, but Lahoisev B'Malkus, Hamachib, don't go tail-bearing amongst your people, saying over something about someone else. Shin Beis 302, Shloi Listen B'Leiv, not to hate someone in your heart. Don't hate your brother in your heart. Shin Gimel 303. Not to embarrass, to turn white the face of a Jewish person. You should surely rebuke your friend. Don't carry on him a sin. So either means to say that don't presume that he did something wrong and if you're hating him, rather rebuke him. Or it means when you rebuke him, don't embarrass him. Be that as it may, you're not let him embarrass him. Shindal 304 Shalinkum, not to take revenge. Shalom like says Bazlay Sikim, not to take revenge. Shinhei 305 Shalinta, not to hold the grudge. Shalom like says Bazlay Sitar, not to hold the grudge. Shinvav 306 Shalikach Aim Alabanim, don't take the mother bird together with the offspring. Shalom like says Bazlay Sikach Aim Alabanim, don't take the mother that when it's together on the sons. The next lay says continues with the Tumma of Tsaras. Shin Zion 307 Shalikalech Sahar Nesek, not to cut off the hair around the nesek, which is on the hair of the head or the beard, which the hair falls out from the roots and it's bald spot. Don't cut off the hair around it, which is relevant for declaring if it's a negav tzaras. And Hashem like says, "I'm supposed to be a nesek leigalech." That this nesek, don't go ahead and shave it off. Shinches 308 leilish simon tzaras. Don't pull out the signs of tzaras, which there are certain types of things. Like types of hairs, if you're going to pull it out, it's not going to have a tumas ras. That's a prohibition. Like says the Hashem ben negav tzaras, be careful. Which Hashem always says a loisa say by the negav of the tzaras. The next loisa says continue with the laws of the public and regarding those of leadership positions. Shin test 309 shloi lavid belizroya benachal esen, not to work or to plant by the raging river, which is the area where they would do the decapitation of the calf, the egla rufa, when you find someone dead on the road and you don't know who killed them, so the closest city has to bring it. That area cannot be worked on anymore. Shalom says in Basi, Ashaloya Ovid Boy, they did not work over there, but Lezerayan, that ear cannot be planted. Shin Yud 310. Shalayz Chayav Chasin, that a groom should not be obligated, Bedavim Mitzarchi Rabim, for any public needs, Kol Shnasai, the whole first year of his marriage, Kagun, for example, Tzva, for the army, Yishmir Zachaimer, to protect the walls, or Kizben, or similar types of things. Shalom says, Impossible, Yitzab Tzavi should not go into the army, but Lo Yavar, Olav, Lechadavi, should not go out for any one of these things. Shin Yud 311, Shalayz Chayz Machashiv, not to keep alive a sorcerer. Shalom says, Abad Machashiv, Lezachaya, a sorceress, one should not keep alive. Shin Yud 312 Shal Lahamris Al Pi Bezdin, not to rebel against the words of the court. Shlomo says, "Bazlei Sosim Kol Adavah Sheyigid Lecho, you should not veer from anything that they tell you." Shin Yud Gimel 313 Shal LaHaisav Amitzas Torah, not to add on to any of the commandments of the Torah. Bein Tosh Shavu, whether regarding the written law, Bein Perusha Shekibla Peh, whether regarding its interpretation that was received orally. Shlomo says, "In Pasuk Is Kol Adavah Asher Noich Mitzav Eschem, regarding all the things that I command you, Oisay Sishim Lasa, that you should safeguard to do, LoYisayisav Lab, don't add on to that." Shin Yudal 314 Shloli Groim Kometzatir, not to diminish from any one of the mitzvahs. Like it says, impossibly seek Ramimena and don't diminish from it. Shin Tezvav 315 Shloli Kaladayan, not to curse the judge. And like it says, impossibly Elihim, which is a terminology for a judge, Lisa Kal, should not curse. Shin Yudvav 316 Shloli Kalahanasi, don't curse the Nasi, which that is either Buhamelch, the king, or Yerusha Shibis Eretz Yisrael, or the one in charge of those of the settlements of people in Eretz Yisrael, which was what's called the Nasi of the Sanhedrin. Shalom says, impossible, but Nasi Ba'am Chalaisar, that the leader of your people you should not curse. Shin Yud Zayin 317, Shalom Lekal Echad Mishra Yisrael, don't curse any one of the other Jewish people. Shalom says, impossible, Lekal Chedesh, don't curse even a deaf mute. Shin Yechash 318, Shalom Lekal Aveim, don't curse a father and a mother. Shalom says, impossible, Lekal Aveim, Maizumas, if he curses his father or his mother, he's going to surely die. Shin Yud 319, Shalom Lekal Aveim, not to hit a father or mother. Shalom says, impossible, Lekal Aveim, Maizumas, if someone hits his father and mother, he shall surely die. Now we continue on to the holidays. Shin Chav 320. Shlalasim Malacha b'Shabbos. Don't do any work on Shabbos. Shin Namik says the post. Leisasik Malacha. Don't do any work. Shin Chav 321. Shlalhal Chutzal Tchum Medina. Don't go out of the boundary of the country of the state. Kol Hol Chedrachim, like those who go on the roads b'Shabbos. Don't do that on Shabbos. Shin Namik says the post. Al Gitzayish Mekum. A person should not leave from his place. Shin Chav Beis 322. Shlalanish b'Shabbos. Don't give the capital punishment on Shabbos. Which is Shenemlik says supposedly Savar Eish Bachomesh Vesechem. You should not burn the fire in all your settlements. Which that's one of the four types of capital punishment. You see now that I give that punishment because one cannot do that Malacha on Shabbos. Shinchav Gimel 323 Shlalas Malacha Berishin Shlal Pesach. Don't do any constructive work on the first day of Pesach. Shenemlik says supposedly Kol Malacha Loyosvem. Any work should not be done in them. Shinchav Dal 324 Shlalas Malacha Beshvi Shlal Pesach. Don't do any work on the seventh day of Pesach. Like it says regarding it, Kol Malacha Loyosvem. No work should be done in them. Shin Chafei 325 Shalasa Malacha B'Chag Shavuos, don't do any forbidden work on the Yom of Shavuos. Shem Abay, like it says in the Kamalach Zabit Leisasu, any work that should not be done on it. Shin Chavav 326 Shalasa Malacha B'Echel Chedesh Shvi, don't do any work on the first of the seventh month, which is Rosh Hashanah. Shem Abay says Pasuk Boy Kamalach Zabit Leisasu, any work of constructive activity should not be done on it. Shin Chavav 327 Shalasa Malacha B'Mikipurim, don't do any work on Yom Kippurim. Shem Abay, like it says with Kamalach Leisasu, no work should be done. Shin Chav Ches 328, no work should be done on the first day of Sukkot. Remember, like it says, Komalaksa Bedalisasu. Shin Chavtesh, 329, no work should be done on the eighth day of Sukkot. Remember, like it says, Komalaksa Bedalisasu. Now we continue on with regarding prohibited acts of intimacy. Shin Lama, 330, Shlul Galis, not to reveal the ervas, the nakedness, which is a euphemism for being intimate, with aim with one's mother. Shlomik says in Bazi, Imchihi, she's your mother. Leisagal Arbasa, don't be intimate with her. Shin Lam Mar Al, 331, Shlolagal is ervas Eshasav, not to be intimate with one's father's wife, his stepmother. Shlomik, like it says, ervas Eshasav, Leisagal. The erva of this father's wife should not be revealed. Shin Lam Abish, 332, Shlolagal is ervas Ochis, not to be intimate with one sister. Shnem like it says in Pasuk, Erbas Achayscha, Loisigala, don't reveal. Shnem like again, 333, Shlolgala is Erbas Achayscha, not to be intimate with one sister, Mina Av Uminaim, whether it be from the father or from the mother. Shnem like it says in Pasuk, Erbas Bas Eshas Avicha, that the intimacy of your father's wife, may led this Avicha, who's born from your father, but it's from, could be another mother, Achayscha, she's your sister, Loisigala Basa, don't be intimate with her. Shin Lamadal, 334. Shulagalvas Ervas Basaben, not to be intimate with his son's daughter. Shlema, like it says, Ervas Basbincha, the erva of your son's daughter. Shin Lamahe, 335. Shulagalvas Ervas Basabas, not to be intimate with his daughter's daughter. Shlema, like it says, Ervas Bitcha, Lisagal Ervasin, or your daughter's daughter, should not be intimate with her. Shulam above 336. Shulagalvas Ervas Abas, not to be intimate with one's daughter. Now, Balamal in the special Torah, why doesn't it say that explicitly in the Torah? Neshasa Basabas, because you already told me the daughter's daughter is forbidden. So Shasak and Abbas, we didn't have to tell you regarding the daughter. From tradition, they learned it's Abbas, is that the prohibition regarding the daughter is from the primary halachas of the Torah, just like all other forbidden relationships. Shin Laman Zion, 337. Shlil Galas Ebbas Ishabita, not to be intimate with a woman and her daughter. Shlomo Zabaz Ebbas Ishabita Lisigali, not to be intimate with a woman and her daughter. Shlomo Chesh, 338. Shlil Galas Ebbas Ishabas Bana, not to be intimate with a woman and her son's daughter. Shlomo Zabaz Ebbas Bana, her son's daughter. Shalom Tesh, 339. Shalagalz Ebes Ishi Uvas Bita, not to be intimate with a woman and her daughter's daughter. Shalom says the Pasuk, Bas Bita Leisikach, that his step granddaughter is forbidden to him with his wife. Shin Mem, 340. Shalagalz Ebes Achis Av, not to be intimate with his father's sister. Shalom says the Pasuk, Ebes Achis Abich Leisikali, don't be intimate with his father's sister. Shin Mem Av, 341. Shalagal is Ervas Achaseim, not to be intimate with the mother's sister. Shalom says the Pasuk, Ervas Achaseim, Cholisigali. Shin Mem Beis, Shalagal is Ervas Isha Sachi Av, not to be intimate with his father's brother's wife. Shalom says the Pasuk, El Ishtali Sikrif, to his wife, don't come close to Daschi, it's his aunt. Shin Mem Gimel, 343. Shalagal is Ervas Isha Zaben, not to be intimate with the son's wife. Shalom says, "Basi erves kalascha leisigali, the erva of your daughter-in-law. Don't be intimate." Shin Mem Dal. Shlul Galas erves eshasach, not to be intimate with his brother's wife. Shalom says, "Basi erves eshasachich leisigali, don't be intimate with the brother's wife." Shin Mem Hey. Shlul Galas erves achisisha, not to be intimate with his wife's sister. Shalom says, "Basi isha lachis leisikach, don't take a woman with her sister." Shemem Bav, Shlagals, Ebers Nid, not to be intimate with a menstruating woman. Shalom says, "Basi isha benidas to muscle leisikach, don't come close to a woman that's menstruating." Shemem Zayin, Shlagals, Ebers Eishasish, not to be with a married woman. Shalom says, "Basi el Eishas Amischa, to the wife of your friend Leisitin, don't give Shchavtecha, your laying Lazara, for seed." Shemem Ches, Shlilishka Behema, not to lie carnally with an animal, bestiality. Shemem says, "Basi b'chol Behema Leisitin Shchavtecha l'tamaba," and any animal you should not lay carnally to be defiled with it. Shemem Tes, 349. Shlaytobi Isha Behema Leah, that the woman should not bring an animal onto her. Shemem says, "Basi b'Isha Leisam Lefnei Behema Leriva," that a woman should not place herself in front of an animal to have it sodomize her. Shin Nun, Shlilishka B'Zachar, not to lay with a male to engage in homosexuality. Shlomo says, and with the male you should not lay. Shin Nun Av, 351. Shlagal is Ervas Av Atzmai, not to be intimate with the father himself. Shlomo says, Ervas Avicha, and says Leisigali, which refers to the father. Shin Nun Beis, 352. Shlagal is Ervas Achio Av Atzmai, not to be intimate with his father's brother, which is besides the fact that he's a male. Shlomo says, Ervas Achio Avicha Leisigali. Shin Nun Gimel, 353. Shleilikrav Barais, not to come close to forbidden relationships, but Dvogam HaMavila Degil Erbet, with things that could bring to the actual intimate act itself. Could go in, for example, Chibuk, hugging, Venishuk, and kissing, or Remiza, and winking, Kvitza, and some type of body language. Shem like says the pasuk al kol she'er b'saray to all forbidden relationships li'sikruv la'gals erba. Don't come close to become intimate. Which from Pesach Mulam, from tradition they learned, Shetu Asar Lekriva Mavil Degil Erba. This is a prohibition to actually things of closeness, which could bring to actual intimacy. That even those are biblical prohibition. Shinun Dal 354. Shleisa Mamzer, that a Mamzer, someone who's born from a forbidden relation, except from that which is born from a Nida, should not marry a Bas Yisrael, a Jewish woman. Shalom like says, Buzli, of a Mamzer of Kalashem, an illegitimate child is not allowed to marry someone amongst the assembly of the Jewish people. Shinun Hey. There should not be a woman that's a kadesha, which is we have nevelis, but like kedushin, that's a woman who is a intimate with a man without the marital dowry document and with kedushin, which is the betrothal, the engagement. Shalom says, but lesi kadesha shouldn't be a woman that's designated for forbidden relationships. Shinun vav. That the one who divorces should not marry the woman he divorced after she already married someone else. Shem like says in puzzle, Yuchel Baal Rishna Shashulcha, that the first husband that sent her away cannot go loshal lekach to go and take her back. Shin Nun Zayin 357. Shle Tanasi Hayavam, the woman who her husband died without any children, who's called the Yavama, should not get married to someone else, Chutz Yavama, except for her brother in law. Shem like says in puzzle, see, Esh is amazed that the wife of the one who died without any children should not be to anyone else. Shinun Ches 358. The man who raped the victim is not allowed to divorce her. Shinun says in puzzle, Yuchel Shalcha Koyamav is not allowed to send her away all his days. Shinun Ches 359. A man who the morning after the wedding comes to court and says, oh, I don't know, this woman, I didn't find her virginity, she must have gone and acted illicitly with another man, which turns out he was lying, he's never allowed to divorce her. Shinun Balik says regarding him, Yuchel Shalcha Koyamav is not allowed to send her away all his days. Shin Samach 360, Shlikach Sagas, which is any man that has a problem having children, he's not allowed to marry a Bas Yisrael, a Jewish woman. Shem like says, supposedly, Yodab Tzuadaka, a man with crushed testicles, which are one of the examples that he cannot have children, not allowed to marry a Jewish woman. Shin Samach 361, Shlele Sagas Zacha Mekalaminim, you're not allowed to castrate a male of any type of species. Lo Adam, not a man, Lo Behemah, not an animal, not a chai, not a wild animal, even not a bird. Shem like says, supposedly, Artzachim Leisasu, in your land, you're not allowed to do such a thing. Now the final prohibitions are referring to that of the king Shin Samach Beis 362. Shlo Lamanas al Yisrael, not to appoint on the Jewish people Ish Mikal Gerim, a man from the assembly of converts. Shlomo says, "Bazlei Suchel Losses Lecha Ish Nachi." Now place on yourself a foreign man, meaning that's not from the origin from the Jewish people. Shin Samach Gimel 363. Shlo Yabem El Susim, the king should not increase the amount of horses that he has. Shlomo says, "Bazlei Yabem El Susim," he shouldn't increase for himself horses. Shin Samach Dal 364, Shleyabah Melch Noshim, that the king should not increase the amount of wives that he has. Shin Samach says, Bab Leyabah Noshim, he shouldn't have increased for himself women. And Shin Samach Hei 365, Shleyabah Lekesav Azov, he should not increase the amount of gold and silver that he has. Shin Samach says, Bab Lekesav Azov, Leyabah Lemoid, that silver and gold, he should not increase very much. Says the Rambam, Eileheim, Sheish, Meis, Ushleish, Esri, Mitzis, these are the 613 commandments. Shinemeloi Lemoisha Vesina, which was said to Moshe Behar Sinai. As we had mentioned, the Ramach, 248 positive commandments, and we just finished Shasa, the 365 negative prohibitions, which Hein, Ukululisein, Ufrutasein, them, their general categories, their specifics, Vidiktukein, and their details, were all said to Moshe Beisina. Choloisna, Klolis, Vaprats, Vidiktukein. Now, all those generals and specifics and details, Vabiuchen and explanations, Shalchom Mitzah, for every single one of these commandments, he, Toyre Shel Bapeh. This is the Torah of the Oral Law, Shekiblu Bezdin Mipi Bezdin, which the courts received from the previous courts going back to Moshe from Sinai. Now, there is also, besides these 613 biblical commandments, there's also rabbinic mitzvahs. V'yesh mitzvahs acheres, now there are other commandments, and the Schatra Achmat and Torah, which were introduced after the giving of the Torah. For Kavois and Nevi'im and Chachamim, they were established by the prophets, by the sages, Upashtu B'chol Yisrael, and they were disseminated amongst the entire Jewish people. For example, Mikra Megillah, Ridin Megillah on Purim. V'nei Chanukah, the lighting of the menorah on Chanukah. V'tayin of Tishba, fasting on the 9th of Av. V'yadayim, and washing one's hands. And Be'erivin, and the law of gathering together different areas to be considered as one, to be able to go in that area on Shabbos and Yom Tov. V'yesh L'chol mitzvah, mitzvah me'ilu. Now, you have from every one of these mitzvahs, Perushin, B'diktukin, interpretations, and details, and they're all explained in this compilation of the Mishnah Torah of the Arech HaZaka. Now, all these mitzvahs which were introduced, we have to receive them, we have to safeguard them, like says the don't remove yourself from anything which are told to you by the sages. And the intercepts on mitzvah Torah, they're not adding on to the mitzvah Torah. Now the question then is, why did the Torah warn us, as we mentioned in the Loisa says that we mentioned just before, not to add on, not to diminish. That means that just means a prophet's not allowed to introduce something new. That Hashem commanded regarding this mitzvah to add on to the number of mitzvahs in the Torah. Or to diminish one of these 630 commandments. That is not allowed to do. Aval mesiva bezdin im navi. But if let's say the courts with a prophet, they added on shiyah ba'isaz man, that was there at that time, mitzvah, a commandment derech takana, through an ordinance, or derech ra, through some type of a lesson, or derech gizera, or like a decree, intertesev, it's not adding on to the mitzvah of the Torah. Sharele amr, they didn't say, shakadish bochet tziva lasis eiriv alikus amagil ba'inasa, they didn't say that Hashem commanded this mitzvah of eiriv, of including certain areas for Shabbos, or to read a Megillah in that time. Because ve'ilu amrkan, had they said that, I'll tell you, they actually would be have adding on to the Torah, that would be prohibited. Rather, this is what we say. It's just that the prophets with the courts, they instituted and they commanded Likras and Megillah by Nasa to read the Megillah, the scroll, in its time on Purim. Is to remember the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the salvation that He made for us. That is close to our screams. To bless Him and to praise Him. To notify the coming generation, that it's true, that what was guaranteed to us in the Torah, kimiga gadol, because who's such a great nation, that God is close to them, like Hashem our God, who's close to whoever calls out to Him, whenever we call out to Him. But there zuhi kol mitzvah shemidibrasim, and that way is the same understanding of every single mitzvah, which is from rabbinic law, bein asei, bein lois, whether it's a positive commandment or a negative prohibition.